Good evening, everyone. This is W2, Tango, Tango, Tango. Is there any emergency or priority traffic before we begin the net? And hope everybody hangs around for it. W2TTT. Everybody, this is Gordon, W2, Tango, Tango, Tango. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Anybody is welcome to join in the net as long as you have the privileges to operate in the 2-meter amateur radio band in this here United States. We hope you will join us, even if you have nothing to contribute, so you think. Everyone has something to contribute. By their mere presence, you're telling us how we should frame the questions and the answers so it makes it a more worthwhile experience. So we ask that you check in even if you don't have a question or a comment. TechNet's format a little different than most other nets that you'll have. This technical net is accessible via EchoLink, and we will have EchoLink pauses. If you'd like to access the net via EchoLink or tell your friend to, first things first, you can tell them to get on EchoLink and connect to Kilo 2 Foxtrot Juliet hyphen Lima for link. Foxtrot Juliet hyphen Lima. K2FJ-L. So, we hope that you'll join us. I don't know the node number, but you don't really need it unless you're coming in via radio on a remote side from a remote repeater, which they still need the numbers to dial it up. But I don't have the digits off the top of my head. So if you have EchoLink, you can look it up. Or you can look it up on the internet if you'd like. Okay. First things first, the check-in format, as I said, is a little different. We want people who have things to contribute and things allegedly not to contribute to check in. As I said, that helps us gauge how we should be answering, what questions we should be handling in what order and with what depth, etc., and what clarity, etc. So, the check-in procedure is, you say, this is, followed by your call sign, your name, and then you say, I have a question, I have a comment, I have both, I have none of the above. Any of those things is a viable answer. We hope that you do. We do it in call sign block order, and let's see, we've been doing the kilos a lot lately, so let's try the alphas tonight. Do we have an alpha station, any station whose call sign begins with the letter A? Please call K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above, or both. Okay. How about those November stations, those wascally November stations? Please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, whether or not you have a question or comment, both or none of the above. Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is NS2K Jim, and no question at this point.
Okay, Jim, very fine. I have a favor to ask. Can you possibly log who's here tonight? Just give me a call sign.
Okie doke.
Fine. You can even just read it back to me later. I'm just driving now, and I will be doing that for a little bit. Alrighty, let's try any other November stations. Oh, by the way, Jim, before we do that, do you have a question or comment, or none of the above?
I'm not at this point.
Okay, that I apologize. Okay, very good. And after we check in, I have an announcement to make that's very good as well. Alright, any other November stations? Alrighty, how about those wascally W's? No, W's.
K2BAR. This is W-E-2-R. No
Charlie, and welcome aboard. Any other whiskey?
Connected K2AMI.
2AMI, go ahead. Via Echo Link, go. K2AMI, you want to try it one more time with feeling? Hit that space bar, Tony. Let us know you care. K2BAR. Brady, nothing heard there. Any other Kilo? What is it? Whiskey station.
K2AMI. Timeout.
Any other whiskey stations? One more time with feeling.
W2JEK, Don, no questions.
Good evening, Donald. How are you? Okay, good. Any other whiskey? Okay, there was a station there with some flutter, but no call sign, no modulation. Want to try it again? Okey-doke. How about any of those November stations? Oh, we did that already. I'm sorry. The Kilo stations.
K2AMI on the RF link.
Hey, Tony, do you have a question or a comment?
Lots of questions. It's on Echo Link. But I'll be questions in line. We'll come up, all right?
I have a theory as to why you timed out, but I want you to explain what you did first before I start barking and pontificating. Very good. And you probably have some announcements, too. You were doing or Jim for the club. All righty, very good. Any other kilos? Any other kilos? Any kilos of any form, KAs, K2s, KC2s, whatever.
KB2, BBY.
C2, Victor Bravo Yankee, is it? And your name, and do you have a question or a comment?
Kilo Bravo, to Victor Bravo Yankee.
Well, now the picket fencing guy is. All right, KC2, Victor... Tango India?
Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee.
Oh, Kilo Bravo 2 Victor Bravo Yankee. There we go. Kilo Bravo 2 Victor Bravo Yankee. You're a little spotty. Are you going to get better?
So, I'm going to call an HP.
Okay, and your name?
Chris.
I think you said Chris. Okay, Chris, very good. Thank you. Welcome aboard. Alrighty, any other kilos? Okay, any other stations later, otherwise, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name. Whether or not you have a question, comment, both, or none of the above, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, I'm not having any other check-ins at this time, and not any specific questions, although I think we're going to have some about Echo Link. I'll make a couple of quick announcements. The repeater has a new controller, so a lot of the intermittency with the 2-meter repeater here on 146.955 will be in our history. The same controller is being used to control 442.900, which is the other Chestnut Ridge repeater. Just be aware of that. And
The other thing that I can tell you is that there'll be some interesting functions and features available in not too distant future. Probably mostly to members, but some non-members will benefit from their existence as well. Let's see, what else can I pass along? Oh, yes. And K2FJ-L, as we heard, was able to connect through to, you know, Tony's echo station, but he didn't pass any data. And I think the reason why he didn't pass any data is because of a firewall issue. You've got to open up the ports on your router, Tony. That'd be my guess. Your characteristics of connection, no audio, and then timeout are byproduct usually of the handshaking not working. So the connection message comes in to the repeater, but you're not able to receive the part that comes back from the repeater to your station at home. I think that's the issue there. So, pardon me, I think that's the upshot. So, without further ado, let's hand it off to Tony and see how much my pontification aligns with his actual actions, intentions, and desires. K2AMI, K2BAR.
Evening, Gordon. First, may I make a health and welfare report. I did speak to Chip Joyce about an hour ago, and he's doing very well. He does no longer has a slight arrhythmia problem that he had on Tuesday. He was assigned some other medication, and he had an electrocardiogram today, and the doctor said everything was fine. The arrhythmia that he had has settled down. His biggest complaint is that he's kind of chilly all the time, and he explained that he's taking some enormously big green iron pills to build up his blood count, apparently. Anemia, meaning that the red and the white blood cells are not in the right balance. But he's feeling good, he feels strong, has very little pain, if nothing at all, he's eating a very limited amount, but has very little appetite, but does manage to eat some things that he's allowed to eat. So he's doing very well in that direction. So let me drop it on that comment, okay?
That's an announcement. That's an excellent announcement. Very good. Anybody have any other questions, comments, confusions regarding Jim? Tony, just as an aside, KO2OK was on the repeater on 7-9 earlier tonight with me, and he pointed out that he bumped into somebody who knew me from way back when, about 30 years ago. That's Whiskey 6. Papa Juliet Mike, who about 30-odd years ago moved from California with his family to New Jersey and has lived in Wayne ever since. Apparently they ran into each other at Wayne Electronics, got acquainted, and Bennett put in a filter in his 703, which I think would have been fun. But apparently W6PJM had a triple bypass about a month ago. A little longer than Jim's, but he apparently is doing well as well. So, apparently, these are becoming quite the fashion.
Who am I?
It's all yours.
Sure, if you pass it to me or not. All right, his other comment was that because of the large number of communicative diseases that are out there, he wasn't sure he'd get back to visit the guys at the call him in the morning for another week or two. He doesn't want to hazard having to cough or develop a cold that would ruin his chest area. So he will be back, and he's doing okay. Hopefully he will make the Barra dinner. That's 2 weeks away, but we'll see. All right, so much for Jim. Now, Gordon, on Echolink, I can log into K2FJ, okay? But my question is, might be kind of stupid, is how do you key the microphone to send the signal?
Oh, okay, so it wasn't a pure timeout on your part. Well, at least we don't think so. The space bar is your PTT. You tap it once to transmit and you tap it again to go back to receive, a little red icon will show up.
Okay, I tried that and I'm not getting results, but I will try it again if we can just bear with me a moment. I'm hooking up now. I'm connecting to K2FJ, and it takes a moment to connect, as you know. I will press the space bar and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm in my mobile, so I can't. Well, I can, but right now, oddly enough, there's something going on the 3G network, and it seems to be growth related. That's good. It seems to be user impacting, which is bad, but anyway, so I'm waiting for that to clear, because when that clears, I should be able to to get an echo link from my mobile, which is a lot of fun, by the way. It's really fun using a 3G card to send echo link over radio to talk to the repeater over landline. It's bizarre. But anyway, so the space bar will do that trick for you, Tony. Amazingly enough, you tap it once, it'll turn red. It will say TX, and then you tap it again, and it will go back to RX, and the red will go away. K2BAR. K2AMI, WT, K2BAR.
I did reason that, and I did tap the space bar, but I was unable to key the microphone. At this point, repeated efforts to get into K2FJ-L have come up with cannot connect. So there is a problem with me connecting to K2FJ right now, although I did sit in there once. I don't know what the problem is.
My guess is that you may have an intelligent firewall that has realized you have not opened the ports, and therefore it's not going to let you talk. And it's kind of intercepting you on that basis. That could be it.
Oh, I accept that explanation, although in order to get this far, I had to open the firewall, and maybe it's dependent upon each time I activate the computer, or maybe I have to go back and do it again. All right, let me turn the my questions back to the net and see if they have any other information. K2AMI, relinquishing the frequency of listening.
You need not worry about relinquishing the frequency, Tony. Just trying to think who we should get it next. Anybody have any comments about this? Anybody running Echo Link? Right now I can't because of where I am.
Connected. K2AMI. Connected. K2AMI.
Okay, what was the second message? Disconnected? I'm sorry. My wife got a phone call at the same time.
I think they were both connected.
Okay, very good. So, Tony, try hitting the transmit button with the space bar.
Okay, I got a message on the computer that says that I'm disconnected again.
Interesting.
Yeah,
right now, I don't have a way to get a signal, which is really, really annoying.
I
can try something else. I'll see if that works. But
and I have my
kind of doubtful. Already am too far away from the AT&T Wi-Fi location. Oh well, I tried. Tony, did you open up two ports or one?
Can't answer that question. I don't know.
Well, you said you had to open up something on on your router to get this far? Could you describe what you did? What did you open?
Sorry, I'd have to say that I forgot. It was about a month ago.
Okay, so it wasn't for me to do today. I understand that. I don't have the manual in front of me, but I suspect that there are two ports that you need to open. That would be my heartfelt guess. But, it's all good. It's getting there. I know I have not opened up the ports on my router, and therefore at home I can't get in, except because I have a 3G card in my laptop.
Okay. Well, I'll check around some more.
Okay. Very good. Has anyone looked at some of the other VoIP services, VoIP conferencing, either with video or just audio only? Anyone looked at any of those with the idea of look to see if there's a way we could set one up as a like a VoIP server over radio and actually have, you know, instead of the half duplex nature of Echo Link, we could actually just all crowd into a room and start hollering at each other. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? You know, a digital room. Anybody look at any of that? Maybe something that supports SIP as well?
I'm not sure. Which, yeah, exactly what technology they're using, but obviously I use Skype, both voice and pictures, through an unmodified, unreconfigured firewall without any difficulty. I'm not sure just why that would work, and Echo Link doesn't, however.
I think their port selections are different. I think that's the essence of the game.
K2AMI timeout. K2AMI timeout. K2DSL timeout.
Anybody here, DSL, come in?
I'm here. Just got on late, and I'm just trying to connect. I've reset my firewall. I'm setting up the port forwarding now.
Ah, that's probably what we're missing is the port forwarding. There you go. I'm doing this without a manual.
Connected K2DSL.
Much better.
My client's still showing connecting, not connected yet.
Which means you didn't get the handshake back. Your firewall's not open or your port forwarding is not right. Don't feel too bad, Dave. I don't know how to do the port forwarding either. My wife has a 3G yes, and she's really, really happy about it. That's the good news. The bad news is that she doesn't know how to use, she doesn't know how to answer the phone. All the toys and no clue. Jim, aren't you an iPhone user?
Sorry, what is she trying to do?
Port the first time it rejected it.
Hey, Nancy's trying to do things like answering her phone. She's fine now. She's actually figured it out. David, what was your comment?
So it took a very, very long time for me to show as connected, but it did. It just took a very long time, much longer than I would normally say. So it might just be slow. But I didn't change my ports, and it connected me fine.
Okay, so hit the space bar and send us some audio.
don't have a microphone hooked up.
We're coming out of your speaker, though?
Yeah, about behind.
Sorry, how long?
You're about 3 to 5 seconds behind what I hear on my speaker from what I hear far out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. How about, and that's about normal, by the way. How's, what do we do? Hit the space bar anyway, even though you don't have anything?
Okay, here we go. I went into transmit fine.
I hear all that nice audio. Where's that, what's that noise coming from?
It might just be my microphone built into my notebook. I don't know.
Yeah, great. Okay. Do you want to hit the spacebar again and talk into it?
Oh, you want to know what it might be? It might be the RF coming from 75 meters into my mic in, which is one of my sound card devices.
So it's not RF, it's audio and kind of the sound card coming from the HF radio. So it sounds like HF audio. You want to tune something sensible and see if you can play it back through the repeater, just for grins? Is there a quality signal so we can hear something clear? I mean, it was clearly HF, but is there something with, you know, somebody's got a decent signal we can actually hear you play back a couple of seconds worth? Yeah, I'm not hearing any signal. I'm just hearing HF line noises, HF, you know, atmospheric noise. Yeah. I mean, I was hoping you could tune somebody on 40 meters who had a good signal and we'd get to hear him back through the repeater through the Echolink.
Now move to channel 33
on the UHF channel. Now that was as of the latest FCC bulletin that I had, which was still 1996. Things may have changed since then. And then if you go to channel 33, the frequency of channel 33 is 585.25 megahertz. So cutting an antenna with 220 megahertz or 210 megahertz to the old channel 13 frequency won't work very well up at 585 megahertz. So I just thought maybe I'd like to clarify that one point, but I was hoping to hook up with Ron, but he's not, he wasn't on the other net or on this one.
No, he usually doesn't check in. I wish he did, but he doesn't. Oh, very good. So yeah, I thought it was the UHF channel, but I was doing my best to hold my tongue yesterday on a whole number of levels. But anyway, yes, I think we're building him a 500 meg or almost 600 meg directional antenna should not be a intellectual challenge for the vast majority of us. In fact, we could build him something really funky if he wants. You know, it would be something bigger than 903 and smaller than 450, so by a lot actually. So we could probably build him something in the way of a, you know, even something like a five element dipole, a five element Yagi. My favorite one to be would be to find, you're going to love this, Tony, to find a large metal can that's uniform, like a cylinder. And I have to do some calculations, but I think if I found something that was about the size of a spackle bucket, but metal, like you used to see tar came in 5 gallon drum buckets, but if you did, it kind of a can that wasn't tar, but maybe had a food product or some other, you know, non-toxic thing in it that wasn't goopy and messy. We could actually make a feed horn with a quarter wave probe that would have about 7 or 8 dB gain, or more actually. About, yeah, you know, 7 or 8 dB gain. Jim, help me out here. Coffee can feed, you know, quarter wave stuff, horizontal polarization, or vertical, doesn't matter whichever you oriented. That's about 7 dB gain, isn't it? That's a feed?
I don't know myself, and it's 2K. I'm sure there must be a Pringle can antenna junkie around here somewhere.
Well, I pulled one out of a 2 pound coffee can a 13 ounce for 2.3 or 2.4, depending on what you want to do. And they're amazingly broadband. That's the other thing I'm thinking about. That's probably not going to be the only signal he's going to want, but he's going to need something bigger. So I was thinking trading off a little gain for some broadband in this. Because those things at 2.4 are ridiculously broadband. I mean, they're almost 100 megs wide. So I figured proportionately at 600, it'll be about 50 megahertz wide, which will be just fine, which means you'll get a number of channels out of it.
How critical was the size of the can, Gordon?
It's got to be in rough proportion. I forget the exact value, but I mean, if just for your reference, a number 10 can be used at 1296, maybe even at 903. I have to think about that. It's certainly at 1296, but. You know, 1 pound coffee can, what we refer to as that, which is a 13 ounce can, is good at 2.3, 2.4 gig. So, you know, in that general vicinity, I think you'll be, you know, I'm thinking like a 5 gallon tobacco bucket or thereabouts, metal. You got something metal and cylindrical that's got a metal butt, an open hole on the one end. That'd be perfect, Tony.
Thinking about a large size pretzel or cookie container, or perhaps a commercial size potato chip container, which would be probably about 14 or 15 inches in diameter.
I can tell you that if you have something about 14 or 15 inches in diameter, that would be perfect, Tony. That really would. I mean, you can do the math. I mean, you know, the where to put the probe and how long it should be, I have to calculate it out, but it's easy to do. But the size of the can is one of the more flexible elements of the measurement. The placement of the probe and the probe length is more important.
I don't have the can, but I would keep an eye out for one.
That's good. Basically, what you do is you take an end connector, you drill a hole, you solder it on, and you solder the end of the hot lead of an end connector, a flange mount. You solder the quarter wave prep. Now, I'm trying to remember. Depending on how far from the end of the back of the can you make it, it will either give you linear polarization or circular. And I'm trying to remember what the magic to that is, but you know, I made one that's linear, and I have a 2.3. But if you take the measurements for a 2.3 or 2.4 gig horn using a coffee can, forget the Pringles can, but a coffee can, and scale it up, you'll be fine. But the mere fact that you can also use something that's decidedly narrower, like a Pringles can, suggests some flexibility in the size. So if it's roughly 4 times bigger than a Pringle can, or 4 times bigger than a the 13-ounce, 1-pound coffee can, in diameter, I think you're going to be in Fat City. That's my message.
Keep an eye out. Worst case, you can fabricate something if you have to. Anyway, back to Ned.
Well, I have one question about this for Ron. Where is he going to mount this thing?
No. He only has an apartment and a fire escape.
He might be well advised then to have something a little lower profile than a rotating coffee can or rotating bucket, you know. Maybe something a little more subtle like a Yagi might be appropriate.
HYS.
HYS, go ahead.
Hey guys, just wanted to let you know I'm listening. I'm KBQ-HYF, name is Rich, and I'm up in Vernon, New Jersey. So just want to say hi. And if I can get you guys names and call signs before you sign off, just for record purposes.
Hey Ron, my name is Gordon. My call is Whiskey 2 Tango Tango Tango. And I'm operating as K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo because this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association weekly technical net. And we try to be nutty boltsy around here. We're trying to solve world peace, hunger, and RF propagation at 600 megahertz because one of our ham friends has a desire to get channel 13, which is really on RF channel 30-something, 600 or 585 megahertz or something. So, anyway, the upshot is that who else is here? K2AMI is Tony. NS2K, November Sierra 2 Kilo, is Jim. Whiskey Echo 2 Romeo is Charlie. KB2 Victor Bravo Yankee is Chris. I'm trying to think. Did I miss somebody? I'll defer to W to NS2K. Jim, did I miss anybody?
Okay, here we got W2TDT, NS2K, WE2R. Let's see, K2AMI, W2JEK, KB2VBR, I believe it is, and K2DSL. Now, the KB2VBR is interesting. As I hope he's not working from home. That's up near Syracuse. I think he must be mobile. NS2K.
It's DBY, Victor Bravo Yankee. It was not Romeo, it was Yankee. And yes, I left out Don and I left out David. I apologize, gentlemen. I'm doing this without a roster today. But, so Station Up in Vernon, that was the answer to your question, I think.
Okay, guys, very good. Just carry on, because I'm, not as technically up on things as you guys, but I didn't know you guys were in a net right now. So just enjoy hearing you listening. Full quieting here in Vernon. I mean, it's like your next door. It's incredible. I know you guys are, your tower is alpine, so. Okay, carry on, guys. Just wanted to say hello, and thanks for the feedback. It's KB2HY up on the side. My name is Rich.
Rich, please make a point of joining us again. We're here every Thursday night at 9 o'clock. You also can get in via Echolink, Kilo 2, Foxtrot Juliet hyphen L for link, K2 Foxtrot Juliet hyphen L if you have Echolink. And we really look forward to your checking in. You have a nice signal from Vernon. And I'm glad you're joining us. And we do check, we would like check in even if you're not going to comment or if you're not going to have a question, because it helps us gauge where we should go in the conversation. Alrighty. Any other comments on this antenna subject, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, any other questions, comments, confusions from anybody else?
W2JEK.
Sir Don, go ahead.
Okay, just want everybody to be advised that I will be running a test session tomorrow night at the Westwood Regional High School at 7 p.m. And I've had a couple responses already, and hope to see more people there tomorrow night. Back
to net. Hey Don, do you have the paperwork to get to take the test for a VE that I can send in?
You can do that online now.
Okay. Is there a way to download a study guide of some sort?
Well, they have the VE manual, and I think you can send away for that and get it that way over. Or I guess you could download the thing, but I know they it's quite a few pages in it. You might want to send away for it over.
I don't mind downloading it. That's a computer that's support. Alrighty. I was just asking because I've been meaning to get my VE credentials squared away. And be more of a help as a checker. Alrighty. Very good. Anybody else have any questions, comments, confusions regarding the VE testing tomorrow night, Westwood High School, at what time again, Don?
7 p.m. Classroom 123.
Room 123. Boy, that doesn't get much easier than that in Westwood High School at 7 p.m. Anybody have any questions, comments, confusions?
And it's 2K.
Gotcha.
Okay. Bad news for Ron. Channel 13 analog is back on channel 13 digital, which is a much, much lower frequency, and a coffee can won't work well at all. Anyway, They were up on, 61 for a while during the transition period. At this point, they're back on 13.
Okay, so they're at 215 or so megahertz.
Two ten to 216.
Okay. So what we need to do for him is make him a 220 Yagi. So if I made him a 3 or 4 element 220 Yagi, he'd be a happy boy, right?
Don had a comment.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if he's using a converter box. Does he have? Can he reprogram that thing? To pick up the. All the channels, and then when he did it, it was on the one channel, and now one frequency, now it's on the other, and he should have to reprogram his converter box, don't we?
Yeah, you have to re-scan over and over and over again during this transition, definitely.
I know people who re-scan every day, and about every third day something moves. Improvement. He's probably running rabbit ears or some other silly thing, isn't he? Antoine, do you know?
Antoine is Antonio, that's me. I don't know what he's running. I think he's running an inside rabbit ears.
Okay, yeah, well, I think the world beyond rabbit ears has to be in his horizon. I think a few elements of a low-profile Yagi would be, for 220, would probably do the trick. But you probably could use a 220 Yagi out of the box, and it would be just fine, for receiving purposes. And he'd have a transmitting antenna for his trouble. He might consider that. But if you would like, I will see about building him a Yagi. Another thing he could do is do the cheap Yagi's design with the wood and the J-pole feed and three other elements, and he's good to go. That'd be another approach to the problem. Any thoughts on that, anybody?
Small 220 Yagi is not hard.
Oh, for that frequency.
Got Jim's comment. Tony?
I doubled. He was talking about just building a plain old J-pole for that frequency.
Well, he could, but he'd be vertically polarized, and then he'd be wondering why it was so attenuated.
I can tell you that they are horizontally polarized.
Aren't they all? Or are you either they're circular, right?
WNYW on channel 44 is circular. Let's see. HE, I'm not sure what that means. Some are E, some are H, some are K, whatever. But mostly horizontal.
Okay. The hell is E?
There's got to be a key here somewhere.
I have to sign out, Long. Was I just making an announcement?
Go right ahead, Tony.
The Barra Holiday Award Center is December the 6th. We are running below our quota for the number of people who will send checks in. If anybody on frequency or anybody wishing to attend the Barra Awards dinner on December the 6th at 5:30, please get a check to either Bob Javits or Bruce with D2Y as soon as possible. We don't have our numbers up yet to make the real successful dinner. numbers are still in the order of 25 or 30 checks received so far. That's about half what we need. So, please, if you're not sent to check in yet, do it immediately. And I haven't met anybody on frequency. And that's my announcement.
Okie doke. Well, that's good. Anybody have any questions for Tony? Okie doke. Very good. Question for anybody who might be listening. I have an SB200 that is for sale. If someone would like that HF amp, let me know. It's a nice amp. I don't know what I should be asking for it, but I'm sure we can come up with some reasonable price based on what they've been going for of late. And what else? Anybody else have any other topics? And if not, we'll button it up a little early tonight. Alrighty. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for showing up tonight. It's loads of fun to have a fun net, and this was a fun net. It was a little odd in the topical department, but we got it done, and I'm not complaining. It was entertaining and knowledgeable. So we just need to know what we need to do for Ron. That's the question. Ron's going to be at the Fairlawn meeting tomorrow, then maybe we could do that. I could bring some aluminum if someone's really going to. If he's going to be there, I will make an effort to be there and bring antenna elements. And we could actually build a Miyagi right there and then. But I don't know what the plan is, so I need some guidance. Alrighty. If someone wants to give me a phone call, if they know, or shoot me an email if they know Ron, that'd be fine too. Be happy to help him out. God knows I have the aluminum. All right. On that note, I want to thank everybody for showing up, and much obliged. It's been a fun night. Last comments, anybody?
B2JDK.
Heads up.
Well, next week will be Thanksgiving, and the day after, Friday after Thanksgiving, that evening will be the Fairlawn auction over at the Senior Citizens Center in Fairlawn, Maryland.
Thank you for reminding me. And by the way, do we happen to know when the Fairlawn holiday party is? Is that the 4th or is it a different date?
I don't know. I'm not a Fairlawn member, Gordon. I don't know. Maybe Tony would know. Over.
Can look it up here in a minute.
Standing by. Alrighty. Well, that's the upshot of the game for us anyway. Hold the date. Right a month after the Barra auction in March will be the Crew 7373 auction flea market and auction. In Bergenfield on April 10th. It's a Saturday after Easter. It'll be lovely. Anyway, Jim?
December 4 at 6:30 at the Senior Center is the Fairlawn holiday dinner.
Alas, I will not be there, but that sounds like a lot of fun. I've always enjoyed that event, but I have a conflict with the scouts that weekend. But we will see you next Friday, and maybe this Friday we'll see. All right, everybody, thank you again for a beautiful net, and at 9:55 or so we're going to secure. So thank everybody for their interest and contributions today. It was a really good net. This is K2BAR thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater, and looking forward to a little light supper with my bride, and above all, wishing you a good night. K2BAR, WU2, TTT Claire.